Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Eureka has a new city council member as of Tuesday, December the 17th. Chet Albin has replaced 5th Ward Councilman Lance Madsen for the remainder of his term. Madsen submitted his resignation due to health reasons. At this time, I would like to thank Councilman Madsen for his service to the City of Eureka. Over the years, he has ably served as a Eureka police officer and as a Eureka City Councilman. Lance has conducted himself well in both roles. We have been privileged to have him in our midst. He has not been a showman, nor does he try to upstage any of his associates. With calmness, quietness, and the ability to think things through, he has given much to the community. I wish Citizen Madsen and his wife the very best for the future. Regarding new Eureka City Councilman Chet Albin, I found his answers to the screening questions posted in the Times Standard to be quite acceptable. It appears that he gave a bit more thought to the questions than did his fellow candidates. I feel that he is qualified for the position. This type of midterm replacement gives us Eureka voters a rare opportunity that we should take advantage of. Assuming that the new appointee would be interested in running for the position, which will be up for election in 2014, we will have a chance to closely monitor Councilman Albin's participation in city affairs for the better part of a year. This interim period will, in a sense, resemble a probationary period. Voters don't always have that luxury unless the candidate happens to be an incumbent. Usually, prior to an election, you read about the candidate, possibly meet him or her in a social setting, and then vote as you think that you should. Councilman Albin, thank you for your interest in serving the citizens of Eureka, and good luck to you. On another note, I would like to thank local TV Channel 3 for their participation in the airing of the TV version of The Sound of Music. After seeing the original movie production and viewing some of the original locations in Salzburg, Austria, this new production was more than I had hoped for. It seems that modern-day versions of stories of years ago sometimes put a different spin on the originals. I must say that the new production ran a close parallel with the old, sometimes difficult to do when you cannot return to the original locations for whatever the reason. And in closing, congratulations to the participants in the annual Truckers Lighted Christmas Parades held in Eureka and Fortuna. Your beautiful display of lights thrilled the kids, young and old. Thank you for adding to the local Christmas spirit. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.